love that song. But I do understand that God doesn't break chains. He destroys them.
Yeah.
Amen. Because chains are yokes. And God destroys them. We have grown up in a pretty much traditional church, but we are anything but that now. I know this is Palm Sunday, and you're expecting a Palm Sunday message. Well, it ain't gonna happen. Because every day is Easter. Every day is Resurrection Day. If your every day isn't Resurrection Day, you're serving the wrong God. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. And we are going to rejoice. Those young people blessed me so. That was tremendous. Amen. It was just tremendous. Open up your Bibles to the 118th chapter of Psalms. They pipe CNN and Fox News and all these things into my phone, so I'm looking at this stuff all the time. And I hear about earthquakes and wars and rumors of wars and conflicts of various kinds. But Sister Nancy, it's good to know that if I'm hitting him, none of these things will affect me. So I want to stay hid in God. Because he is my refuge and my strength. Psalms 118, the 14th verse reads, "The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly." Somebody look at somebody and say this: "I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord." Say it again. Look at somebody else. "I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord." Hallelujah. Amen. "The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath given me over. He hath not given me over unto death." Glory to God. We shall not die, but we're going to live. The 14th verse reads, "The Lord is my strength and my song, and has become my salvation." With all the things that we're experiencing in this life, whether they be spiritual, physical, or financial, or domestic, with all these things that we're experiencing, we have to always remind ourselves that God is our strength.
Yes.
I'm not looking for him to become my strength. He already is my strength. "The Lord, who is Jah, is my strength. He's my boldness, and he's my power, and he's my praise of my salvation." Meaning that regardless of what's going on around me, what's going on in me, I still have a praise in me. Because Jah is my strength. I'm not praising him in myself, but I'm praising him through God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
So that means you can't shut up my praise.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
You can't stop my praise.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what really excites me is the fact that I can't stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what do you mean you can't stop? I can't stop my praise because my praise is not of me. It's of Christ who is in me. And he's going to praise God because he needs to feel and hear his Father.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I don't feel like talking to God, something on the inside of me is crying out, Father, I need you. Yeah. God, thank God for it, that he's crying out in me. In the depth of the wilderness that's in my life, he is crying out, Father, I need you.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. The Lord is my strength and my song and has become my salvation. He is my deliverer. He's my victory. He's my prosperity. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. So he just don't come to make me happy.
All right.
Or to make me feel good about who I am. But he comes to show me his revelatory power. The Johnny, when hatred and envy is all around me, I can walk through the shadow of death and not fear any evil. Because my salvation is more than a word. It's a way of life. My salvation is a person. A person who is Christ Jesus, who is in me, who is my hope of glory.
Yeah.
You know, we say, we like to coin phrases like, he is my soon coming king. I got news for you. He already is my king.
All right.
I don't need him to be soon coming. I need him to manifest now.
Yeah.
I'm hurt now.
Yeah.
I need money now.
Yeah.
I need deliverance now.
Yeah.
I need strength and joy now. Yeah. I'm not waiting on him to bring it. I'm wanting to bring it forth.
Amen.
But I got to do something to get it.
Amen.
If you waiting on him to come sit next to you and go, hey, Pastor Keys, you waiting on me? You're going to shrivel up. Well, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The voice is the sound. What's that song you sing, Pastor Keys? I hear a sound. You don't have to hear a voice. What?
The wind.
That's good enough for me. You've been around me too long. You don't have to sense him.
The wind is blowing.
The wind is blowing. Now, can't you hear it? Amen. There's a sound in the wind that lets you know that God is still moving.
Yeah.
You can't put your hand on it and you can't hear it, but you can sense the wind blowing.
Yeah.
When you're riding down the freeway and the wind is blowing your car, whichever way, and we say to ourselves, I wish the wind would stop blowing, I'll be like, blow, God. As long as it's blowing, I know you're still in control. Everybody's looking for a sign, and God is giving us one every day. He's showing us a sign every day. The voice, the sound of rejoicing. You don't want to rejoice? God got somebody that do.
Come on.
I'm not trying to mess you up, but I don't need to hear an angel praising God. I know this is going to mess up a lot of our theology we've been taught, but I don't even need an angel to rescue me.
Come on.
Preacher.
My faith is in Christ Jesus.
Come on.
My King.
Lord.
And all the earth is his and the fullness thereof. So whatever it is that I'm dependent on is in him. I hear a sound. I hear a sound. It's coming through the wood.
Yeah.
I hear sound that's coming up through the carpet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hear sound coming through these steel beams.
Yeah.
I hear sound of majesty manifesting itself. Because everything that we touch, everything we see, everything that we can experience was made by and coexist in Him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, we look at salvation and we say, I'm born again, I'm saved. Salvation is Lord, the confessing what you are.
Come on now.
Lord. He is my strength.
Yes.
Y'all don't hear me this morning.
Yes.
Listen to this. The tabernacles of the righteous.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all didn't hear me. I'm going to say it again. The tabernacles of the righteous.
Yes.
The home of the righteous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Father told me, every place your feet shall touch shall become holy ground. So see, you ain't got to wait on God to show up. You need to show up.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Because where you go, He don't go. Because in Him we live, move, and we have our being.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, happy Psalms. A voice of rejoicing, salvation in the tabernacles of the just. Why are we the just? Because the just shall live by
faith.
And not by not based on conditions, circumstances. Oh, y'all don't hear me this morning. So why are you living according to how you feel? Why are you basing on God's word for you because you don't have something?
Yeah. Come on now.
Man.
God uses the strange things to confound the wise. And guess what? I'm a strange thing. And you'd be amazed at how many people are confounded by me.
Yeah.
Man. And by you. The right hand of the Lord. Oh, Lord. Somebody hold up your right hand. The right hand of the Lord. I guess a lot of y'all don't have right hands. Okay, you can put it down. The right hand of the Lord is exalted, is to rise and to be strong. Well, we know that the Bible says that Jesus sitteth at the right hand of the Father after the resurrection. Yeah, well, it's kind of evident. When he said, I'm going to send you somebody back.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at the right hand of the Father, but I'm going to send you a comforter.
Yeah, right.
And what we fail to realize about the comforter, the comforter is in Him.
Yeah.
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 And He is in the comforter.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are three personalities, but they're one.
Yeah.
That's why God said we can be a bunch, but one body.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He will not deviate from His word. There's an army rising up out of their wilderness experiences, out of their pain, their agonies, their distresses. They are rising, they're being quickened in their flesh and in their spirit so that they can proclaim that this is a day that you can accept the Lord. Yeah, I got troubles. Yeah, I'm hurting. Yeah, I need money. But it don't change the fact that He's still God. The only thing that has the power to change that fact is my thought pattern.
Come on.
My ideology can change it. It don't change who He is, but it changes what I think about what He is. When you do that, you lose your focus.
Come on now. Come on now.
You don't want to do that.
Amen.
The right hand of the Lord, do it valiantly, or the right hand of God, which you are really. You're the body of Christ in the earth, representing the Father through the Son and the Son through you, so that you are now the valiant, the virtuous, the valor of God, the strength of God.
Yeah.
But you can't be the strong if you whine about everything you go through. Amen. Oh, I meant to put my mouth when I said that. I don't know who told you when you give your heart and life to God, it was going to be easy. I ain't seen an easy day yet. Happy Pastor. You first thing, you see easy days. But guess what? They've all been good.
Amen.
They've been good regardless of whether I cried or I bellyached or I whined or complained. It didn't change the fact that God is good ultimately all the time. My God, what is wrong with us? We walk around gloomy and bellyaching and crying and complaining about, I wish, oh, woe is me. You know, they're going to turn, well, they're lords. I'm so sick of this devil beating up on me. Well, knock him out. When you was kids, you got tired of somebody bullying you. Eventually, you did what? Knocked them out. Or found somebody that knew how. Yeah, glory to God. The right hand, this is going to say again, the right hand of the Lord is exalted.
Amen.
The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. You see those two verses? God's trying to tell you something. He said, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how you feel about you going, what you're going through. And I don't care if you don't understand what you're going through.
Yeah.
You're going through it because there's a purpose and an intent in your life for it.
Yeah.
We don't understand. Nothing happens by mistake.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
I've come to the conclusion, Sister Michelle, when I get in a mess, I sit back and go, okay, what'd I do? I don't say, well, First Lady shouldn't have said that to me and I wouldn't have done this. Or she shouldn't have hit me so hard and I wouldn't be in pain. But baby, she can hit you. Ask Keisha. And you're going to think about it for a few days. But I can't blame her. I would like to. Because it would kind of soften the situation that I'm in. But I have come to the conclusion, Brother Andy, that God is my refuge.
Yeah.
In Him will I trust.
Yeah.
Why? Because I am valued in Him. Because His valor is what I stand for.
Come on now.
That means you may be dragging your knuckles, but you got to keep dragging them forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what I found out eventually, they will catch up to you. And you know what? There's so many things. The word doeth is an action word. It means you got to be doing something. You got to be active.
Yeah.
It takes more than saying, I'm born again, fire baptized, da, 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 and then you sitting back waiting on God to move for you instead of creating an atmosphere for Him to move.
Come on now. Come on now. Come on now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's
right.
Well, talk is cheap. God is telling us talk is cheap. We are dying in so many areas of our lives because we are thinking about giving up because we are just flat out tired. You get tired. Don't get mad at me, but I even get weary.
Amen.
But don't get it twisted. I'm never weary in doing well.
Amen.
I might get weary of conflict and drama and circumstances, but I don't get tired of doing the will of God.
Amen.
So I decided when I've had sicknesses in my body and they was telling you, oh, well, you know what? If you don't do this, you're not going to make it. Did I tell my kid? No, I didn't tell her. When she found out, she had a conniption fit. But it was all good, too. Do I tell Sister Sherry, Sister Arnett, peace, everything? No, I don't. I close my eyes when I'm around them because they try to look into my soul. And I can't lie to First Lady because I talk in my sleep. And when I wake up, she'll be sitting there on the side of the bed looking at me. And I go, what's wrong, dear? So you better keep it real with God. I was playing with God. Stop playing with him. You don't think he know what you're doing and what you up to? He figured you out when you was in your mother's womb. He already knew you were a character.
Thank you, Jesus.
God told me I knew you was following before you was born, boy.
Yeah.
So why are you trying to act all that? So I decided I've been cut on a few times. And every now and then it'll say, hey, remember when? I say, it don't matter. I'm going where I'm going. I'm going to do what I want to do because I decided that I'm not going to die.
Amen.
Amen.
You have to make up in your mind you're not going to die.
Amen.
And see, the word die has a greater meaning than just laying down and dying.
That's right.
I'm not going to give up. Though the winds and the sea of life is beating up against me, hitting me, I won't give up. Though all my so-called friends done turn around, turn their backs on me. Though folks who, in the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Ghost, call themselves encouraging me, but all they're really doing is breaking me down. But you don't want to say that because they shana-na-hee-bo-bo-bo-ho. So you're supposed to think that they're supernatural. And they done found an area in God that you done missed out on. But in actuality, they're not liking what God is doing in your life.
Come on.
Jesus. So, Sister Cherry, I decided I think I'm going to live.
No.
I'm not going to let you persuade me into giving up on me.
Amen. Amen.
They can't make you do it, but you can talk yourself into it.
Yeah.
You ever say to yourself, they must see something in me that I don't see. If it ain't good, reject it.
Come on.
Send it back from where it come from. I got news for you. It didn't come from hell. It came from that person. If you keep it real, then God can be real.
Yeah.
If you're faking it all the time, then you're only going to be serving a fake God. And we know that he is anything but that. So your God must be your belly.
Come on, Pastor.
Oh, I'm almost done, y'all. I'm almost serious. I shall not die.
Yes.
I'm not going to die. I'm not going to let you kill me.
Come on now.
And I'm not going to kill myself.
Amen.
I spend more time shooting myself in the foot than anybody else can shoot me. Self-judgment. Self-ridicule. Self-persecution. And then what I want to call it, I call it self-preservation. Well, maybe I'm the only one. But I shall, is a word that is continuously, it's a continuous word that is in the heavens, in the atmosphere, in the earth, up under earth. It's a continual, it's a perpetual word that lets you know I continually have decided that I will refuse to lay down my life to anything other than that of God.
Yes.
So if you don't want to act right, bye. And I'm going to make sure I don't see you on the rebound. Because you didn't do nothing good in the first. And I doubt very seriously if you're going to help me second go round. I talked to flesh. I said, listen here, old boy. I get in the mirror, I talk to the old boy. And I don't be trying to throw no scriptures at him either, because he know it all. He in there.
Come on now.
I used to say, oh man, the Bible said if I ask anything in his name, believe it, it shall come to pass. He said, well, go ahead and ask. When I get through playing games with your faith, you ain't going to believe what you asked for.
My God.
So now I approach him like this. Oh boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I, even though you're here and I can't get rid of you, because if I get rid of you, then I stop living. And I got to coexist with you. How about you be the lesser and God be the greater?
Yeah.
So that means I'm going to submit myself to a greater word than the one you trying to throw at me.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
Yeah, glory to God.
My God.
So, the race is not given to the swift, but unto them that
endure.
What'd you say? Endure. I'm not sure what that means in the Greek, except for put up with, deal with.
Come on now. Right. Come on.
Times overlooked.
Come on.
It don't say nothing about pretending.
Come on.
Okay. Look at your neighbor and say, I shall not die.
I shall not die.
But I'm going to live.
I'm going to live.
And I'm going to declare,
I'm going to declare
the works of God.
The works of God.
Lord, I'm not going to die. Green. I'm going to die.
Amen.
But I said I'm going to live.
Right.
I'm going to be quickened. And I'm going to be quickened when I feel like sleeping. I'm going to recover when my body tells me that it's all over. I'm going to be repaired in God when the things around me said, you can't do this anymore. I'm going to restore myself in the power and the glory of God. I'm going to make myself every which way whole, because when I praise and I glorify my God, he don't inhabit that praise. And if he gets in the city of that praise, guess what he's bringing me? He's bringing me the power, the quickening of life that's already in. So, I love you more than life itself. But if you don't make up your mind that you want to die, you know, I already figured it out. Come out from among them and be ye separate.
That's right.
And don't touch what?
Unclean thing.
You can't declare that the works of God are real as long as you are being fake around the folks that are fake. That one made me drop the sweat. Okay. Let's look at a couple of these words. Look at them. I shall not die. Or, you know, I'm not going to let you kill me. I'm not going to kill myself. But I like the word but live. And the word but is actually there, because it's letting you know that there is an attitude that you have to take it within yourself, that you have to accept. Regardless of the pain you're in, you're going to make it. Regardless of what you don't have, it's okay. Regardless of how you feel, it's okay. Regardless of what people say about you, you love them and pray for them anyway. Regardless, you have to make up in your mind you want to be a part of this army that God is raising up. People that nobody knows. A people that seem to be insignificant. But a people that has the glory of the living God living on the inside of them. They're going to rise up.
Yes.
And they're going to declare. Declare means to show forth or to manifest or cause to exalt from within your very life. Hey, all the trouble you're in, when you praise God in the midst of it, somebody is is watching your life and you let them know without telling them how great you are that God is great in you. You want to declare who your God is? Go through your trouble with praise. Just go through your troubles. You got to do what you got to do. All is crying. You know what? It's kind of ironic that young ladies mature quicker than young men. Kind of ironic that God symbolizes his church after a woman. But yet, she got all blame. But God symbolized his church after a woman. It's ironic that God put usins to sleep to create usins. And then he took usins from usins, strongest part in our body, and created usins.
Hallelujah.
And if you're scientific, the scientists have already concluded that women have the ability to deal with more stress than the brothers.
My God.
That was free. So your works have to become your activity and your, listen to this. This is, I love this meaning. It has to become your occupation. What is your occupation? Your job that you work hard at to keep. That's why Paul said, I fight the good. Look here, I'd have been through all this hell. A lot of it I'd have created on my own, you know, but I went through it anyway. So I decided that I realized that it was me that was doing it and it wasn't no spirit in me, because I'm Paul and I know that can't no devil live in here.
Come on now.
He can't exist in here.
Come on now.
But he said, I got a brother who can. My daddy is in there and I can't get rid of that sucker. So, excuse the word sucker, but that's what he is. Yeah. And so therefore, I lay down and I began to whine and I said, Father, why have you sent Satan to buffet me? Understanding that, why you let me, this accuser, remind me of all those bad things that I used to do, trying to break me down?
Come on now.
Y'all better let that mess go.
Amen.
You will never be able to declare or show forth the power of God and the love of God as long as you hold on to mess.
Amen.
And you know what I found out? The word mess can also be translated, if you do some deeper study, into mass. You know where I'm going with this? So a lot of your mess got two legs, two arms, a head, and too much mouth. That's a mess. And your mess. So guess God figured out a way to take care of all that in the next verse. I like how he interprets his own word. He says, if I declare the works of the Lord, the sacred God, then the Lord had chastened me sore. It's not a bad word. It means to instruct, to reproduce, to teach, to chasten. But he's done it to the point, well, I'm tired of it. What do you mean? Lord, I'm so tired of this. I've been going through this for a few days. When you going to deliver me? I'm sick of this pain. I'm sick of not having enough. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Well, stop being sick of being tired. And just be tired. Don't let it make you sick. We're actually complaining to God about God And we don't even know it. Because he said, the joy of the Lord is our
strength.
And your strength is in your joy. I'm really close. But some of y'all don't look like y'all happy. But the Lord has chastened me sore. He has not given me over. In spite of all the stuff I go through, the pain, the agony, the loss of finance, the distress and the anxiety, all these things, in spite of all these things, he shall not suffer me to die.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Because he loves me.
That's right.
And you know what's so good about that is, Reverend? He loves me in spite of me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm not going to die, but I'm going to live. I'm going to revive myself in God. I'm going to restore myself in God. I'm going to exalt myself in God. And I know that God's going to have his way in my life because I am the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
How do you know you're the Son of God? Because you've learned through all of your trial, all your circumstances, your hurts, your aggravations, how to worship him in spirit and in truth. Lord, I love you.
Thank you.
I'm going through, but I love you. Because I know in my going through, you've been with me all the time. It's you, Father, that's given me the power to stand up when I want to lay down.
Yes.
It's you, Father, that gives me the power to run this race when I feel like walking. And it's you, Father, that caused me to walk when I think I should be running. But Father, I know all in all, I am who I am because of who you are in me. And you are the great I am that liveth in me. And greater are you that is in me than me who wants to live in the world. Therefore, I know that I'm in a wilderness experience. Therefore, I will not be moved by everything that comes my way. But I'll only be moved by the power of your love. For surely, my children, this is an hour of perfection in me, where I shall take the word that is in you and bring you to a state of maturity, where you shall be able to see things as I see them, hear them the way I hear them, and understand them the way that I understand. Because even as the ministers have preached and taught, it has now been made that you might know the mysteries of the kingdom that have been hidden down through the ages, but now is being made known in a people that I have set aside and I have called even until this hour. So my children, stand up and proclaim that this is the day of the Lord, not with your mouths, but with strength and joy and peace in me, saith God. And as you proclaim me by standing on the word of God, in spite of the wind blowing, in spite of the thunder and lightning of men's voices, you shall proclaim that I am your God and that I am God, not just in your life, but in all the earth. For therefore, my children, glorify me in your walk, glorify me in your works, and glorify me in your thoughts. As you do these things, understand that I will bring about an anointing that shall be far-fetched and far wide, and it shall be a corporate anointing, shall reach across the earth, my children. So therefore, allow yourself to be a part of that which I am forming and I am creating. Wherefore, it shall be for in me, and if you are in me, and I in you, you don't have to open up your mouth to ask, but I will search the intents of your heart, and I will bring it to pass. Therefore, dwell in me, my children, with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your spirit, in spite of your circumstance, and you shall see the moving, and you shall hear the wind bloweth, saith God. Everyone stand.